How a pro weathers this financial turbulence. I'm David Brancaccio. How much will inflation hit profits? Will higher interest rates used to knock down inflation cause recession? Is a reason some investors have been getting out of stocks to the point that the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 3.6% yesterday, 1,164 points. The NASDAQ fell 4.7%. Let us now consult a seen-it-all veteran, Barry Ritholtz, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer for Ritholtz Wealth Management. Hey, Barry, got any sleep last night?
You know, I slept fine. We have these regular spasms, and sometimes when you're in the middle of a big bull run, you kind of forget that it's double-sided. I think 2021 lulled everybody into a sense of complacency.
Yeah, I mean, regular, but I'm feeling a little irregularity here with the NASDAQ index down 28% year so far. You know, and it's leading some people to think, well, gee, I wonder if today, Thursday, is the day to rebalance their portfolios and get out of some of these stocks.
You want to have a plan. You want to make that plan when you're thoughtful and thinking long-term and rational, not when you're in a little bit of a panic and making emotional decisions. You know, we've seen academic studies that have shown that people who sell out of equities in the midst of a substantial downturn, about a third of them never return to stocks again. And that just leaves an immense amount of upside on the table.
Now, for the money that you're running, be sure nice to know if we're really headed for a recession. It would be sure nice to know if inflation has peaked, but these are unknowable.
You know, there's a recession coming eventually. It's certainly a fool's errand to try and forecast it. And even more challenging, if you can forecast when the recession comes, it doesn't mean you could tell what the market's going to do. And so focusing on the macroeconomic environment, you know, we call those people macro tourists. They have no background, no expertise, no experience. But suddenly, some negative headlines come out, and they decide, I'm going to make wholesale changes to my portfolio. And that tends to be a mistake over the long haul.
Barry Ritholtz, Chairman and Chief Investment Officer at Ritholtz Wealth Management. Always good to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for chatting.
The Economic Pulse, regular checkups from a diverse range of perspectives here. Now to an update on COVID and the back to office. What was a movement. Many companies have been trying to get employees back at least a few days a week, but now, again, rising infections. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
As Omicron infections subsided earlier this year, a Microsoft survey found that 50% of company leaders wanted their employees back in the office full time. But COVID infection rates have been ticking up since early April, nowhere near the Omicron peak last winter, but rising all the same. And that's changing at least some back-to-office plans. Apple reportedly is delaying its requirement that employees come back to its shiny new campus in Cupertino, California, which has been sitting mostly empty during the pandemic. The New York Times is said to be delaying back-to-office plans as well. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We're watching a documentary each month for Econ Extra Credit, we call it. This month, the topic is over-tourism, as viewed by the film The Last Tourist. Too many visitors can be extractive and trash overrun destinations. But when pandemic dried up tourism, the UN estimates 120 million jobs were lost. This month, UN General Assembly President Abdullah Shahid convened a conference where he called for rebuilding the global tourism sector, but more responsibly than before. One of the experts in this month's documentary is Judy Kefergona. She's founder and lead consultant of an organization based in Kenya called Sustainable Travel and Tourism Agenda. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
A major point that you make in the documentary film is that tourism can, in theory, be a distributor of wealth, but often that's not the reality. You have seen cases in your part of the world where the tourism is very extractive. It leaves few dollars behind in the communities the tourists visit?
Yes. In the mid-1990s, a study in world-famous Masai Mara showed that less than 1% of the tourism dollar stays in the destination.
That's an astonishing statistic. Masai Mara is where often travelers go, tourists go to go on safari.
Yes. We have seen in the last 15 years an increased investments in tourism that includes local Maasai communities. We have seen a surge in local employment after the European Union built a local guiding school to train the Maasai to be employed as guides in Masai Mara. Now, this has had a tremendous improvement in the livelihoods of many of the young Maasai Morans who had for a long time watched by as vans came in, driven by other people, telling stories of their land. And I'm so excited that today we have Maasais hosting people on their land. So we are seeing changes, but I still think a lot more could be done.
Right. So changes in policy, but also you would like would-be tourists to ask tougher questions before they choose a particular company to do business with for their vacations.
Yes, we know the power of consumers in driving the markets. I do admit that price still plays an important role, but even as they make the choices based on price, you still have an opportunity to ask questions like, what does tourism do for this community? Has this tourism contributed to loss of biodiversity? All these are questions that a tourist can ask irrespective of their budget.
Judy Kefergona is founder and lead consultant of an organization based in Kenya called Sustainable Travel and Tourism Agenda. Judy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
One documentary a month on Marketplace topics. Follow along with our Econ Extra Credit newsletter. It's at marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm David Brancaccio, and we are from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.